Michelle Grattan is the chief political correspondent for The Conversation. Welcome, Michelle. The Prime Minister is now investigating, well, he's asked for legal advice on the constitutional legality of the secret swearing-in of Scott Morrison to three portfolios. How did the former PM find a way to do this without informing the Governor-General?
According to the reports, Patricia, this was on advice from Attorney General Christian Porter that that is the way to do it, some administrative path. But as everyone's been saying this morning, it's really, really peculiar. You mentioned health and maybe in the pandemic, having power in that area would have been a possible reason to go down that path, but why not tell colleagues? And anyway, probably entirely unnecessary, I would have thought. But when you get to the resources area and overriding the resources minister, that is quite weird.
Now, Nationals leader David Littleproud was on the program earlier. Here's what he had to say about the news.
Well, that's pretty ordinary.
Was there a discussion with the Nationals?
Well, not that I understand. From what I've seen reported this morning, Keith wasn't made aware of that, nor was Barnaby Joyce. So,
does it seem tricky to you?
Well, it's disappointing.
So that's kind of an abridged version of my interview with the Nationals leader. Pretty remarkable, though, isn't it, that the Deputy Prime Minister didn't even know?
Well, absolutely remarkable, and really we do need an explanation ASAP, I think, from Scott Morrison of this very strange, unorthodox and I would have thought unacceptable behaviour.
Now, let's move to another very important issue. We're seeing these reports. The government wants to lift annual migration to 180 or 200,000 places a year, but the Skills Minister, Brendan O'Connor, says it's not settled. Is the government going into the summit with a clear idea of what it wants to actually achieve here?
I think it obviously does want to increase the cap, the planning level from the present 160,000. Maybe it's not settled a figure yet, but it will be interesting to see whether on this issue and other issues too, the government uses the summit to get endorsement for directions it's already inclined to take. And one would think that as well as just garnering ideas from the summit, that sort of legitimising of its own proposed policy courses would be one thing that would come out of the summit. So I think that migration is always a quite controversial area. It's got long-term benefits for the economy and some short-term benefits, obviously, when you're in a situation of acute shortage of labour, as we are now, an acute shortage of skills. But it also puts pressure on aspects of the community and housing and health services and so on. So it's controversial. So the summit is an important way of getting to this higher number by, as much as possible, a consensus route.
Michelle, always lovely to speak to you on a Monday. Thank you.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.